Hello, I'm Nasos Kladakis, and I am the Product Marketing Manager of Windows Azure Active Directory. Me and Vittorio Bertocci, a Product Manager of Active Directory, are going to show you single sign-on configuration and end-user experience from Windows Azure Active Directory. And Vittorio is going to demonstrate the Active Directory integration in the new Visual Studio. I'm going to demonstrate how an administrator can configure single sign-on from Windows Azure Active Directory Management Console. You need to log on to your management portal of Windows Azure. We're going to use an organizational account, an administrative one, and now you can see the familiar environment of Windows Azure Management Portal. We're going to navigate to Active Directory site, choose the Active Directory tenant that we have created, and from here, I'm going to show you how an application can be configured for single sign-on, either if it's a custom business application or a public and popular SaaS application. To do that, you need as an administrator to go to the application tab, and you can see already that I have added a number of applications. In order to add your application here, you have two options. The first option is to add it from an application gallery that we are already have configured for you. Vittorio later is going to show you how you can add your custom application to that list. So, from that list, I can choose all the applications I want, and by clicking in one of them, I can add it to the list I have shown you earlier. When an application is here, let's take Salesforce, for example. From that application, I can configure single sign-on, and I have two options. I can configure single sign-on through federation with that application, or enable password single sign-on with that. After I have configured single sign-on, I can assign users to that application, and all those users that are members of my Active Directory can be enabled to use this application. I can choose whichever user I want and enable access to the application. One additional thing that I can do is that I can choose the right role that this specific application provides. Now, I'm going to demonstrate you how the end user experience looks like. I'm going to sign out from Windows Azure Active Directory Management Console, and I'm going to use the Access Panel. Access Panel is a single web page that every end user gets with his own applications, with the applications that his administrator assigns to him. So from that screen, I'm logging on again. And now, you can see a number of SaaS applications that my administrator has assigned to me as an end user. You can see that Salesforce is here, and that application was assigned to me previously. Office 365 is here, and many other applications. Now, the single sign-on experience for the end user, it looks like that. I can select Office 365, and without having to add any additional credentials, I'm redirected to this application. And I can see my inbox. The same goes for any other application. Let's take the same example, Salesforce. I use the Salesforce link from my access panel, and I was redirected without having to add any additional credential to this page.
Thank you, Nazos. Nazos demonstrated the experience of an administrator. Now I'm going to walk you through the experience of a developer. And specifically here, I'm going to show you new features in Visual Studio 2013, which make it super easy to take advantage of Windows Azure AD or AD in general without even leaving the environment of Visual Studio. Allow me to demonstrate. Here, I'm going to create a new project. As you can see here, you have a greatly simplified experience with just one template for ASP.NET. Let me give it a slightly better name. I'm going to create a line of business application, which is meant to be used in my organization by my colleagues. I can choose the type of application, MVC. And here you can see this new control, change authentication, from which I can access this dialog, which allows me to choose organizational accounts. From organizational accounts, I can decide from where I want to get the users for my applications. I can choose a single organization in the cloud, which is what I'm going to do now, for a line of business applications, in which you take advantage of your Active Directory tenant in the cloud. And later I'll mention the other options. So let me go ahead, and here I can just enter the domain associated to my Windows Azure tenant. I can choose the level of access to the directory so that I can get the delegated access. I have a fine-grained control here. And once I hit OK, the system is going to prompt me so that I can sign in as the user that has access to the directory, because this tool is going to automatically provision an entry for my new application in the directory. I didn't do anything because I didn't want to. But now I'm going to type, so I can put the two things on top of each other. And at this point, the tool knows that I have the rights of provisioning things in Windows Azure Active Directory. And all I need to do is to click OK, and the system will now create both the set of files that I need in my local project, but also the entries in Windows Azure Active Directory. And there you have it. My project is ready. And if I go to visit my portal here, as you can see here, I created a new directory just for development. And I had no applications at all. But if I refresh the UI, as you can see, I now have one entry for my application, which has been provisioned automatically from Visual Studio. And my new project is already out of the box, ready to be run, and it is already protected by Windows Azure Active Directory. In fact, here I just need to hit F5, and as you can see, my application automatically redirects the user to authenticate with the directory. I'm signing in as Adam, which is one user in my directory. And just like that, I am signed in. And this project already contains all the code that you need for taking advantage of Windows Azure AD. For example, if I click on this link, my application is going to query using the directory graph APIs to get more information about the user. And you can modify that code to take advantage of all the power that the graph offers. And of course, we also support federated signout. Very well. We have seen how easy it is to create a line of business application protected by Windows Azure Active Directory directly from the Visual Studio 2013 IDE. Now, I would like to show you something which looks very similar, but is in fact giving you a completely different result. Imagine that you wanted to create an application sell it as a software as a service, as a SaaS application. Hence, instead of targeting your own colleagues or people from a single organization, you would like to actually talk with multiple organizations that would be your business customers. The new Visual Studio makes it super easy to address that scenario as well. So I'm following the same flow as earlier. I pick an organizational account, but this time, instead of choosing single organization, I will choose multiple organizations. And once again, I will type the name of my test directory. I will choose the level of access I want for my directory, which will be baked directly into my application. And upon hitting OK, I'll once again be authenticated, and this time it remembers who I am. So that Visual Studio can provision this new application on my behalf. But this time, since I have chosen to target multiple organizations, Visual Studio is going to generate code which is especially tailored for handling this scenario, a scenario in which you want to have external organizations to easily get onboarded and acquire your application and activate a single sign-on in their directory. And as you can see here, we really, really reduced the friction that an organization have to go through in order to acquire a custom application. As you can see, in this case, instead of being redirected to the authentication experience, here we have a landing page because the application does not know yet where to redirect you. And we have a sign-up experience which is driven by code which has been generated by Visual Studio specifically for taking advantage of the provisioning capabilities of Active Directory. Now, let's say that I'm a customer and I want to sign up to use this application. I will be redirected to my own directory, and here I can sign in as a user from a different directory, from a different organization. And once I sign in, I am presented with a screen which describes this application and asks me if I am okay to grant access to this application from a certain ISV to be provisioned directly in my Active Directory tenant. The system automatically provisions this directory, and right now this application is already available to all of my users in my tenant. And if I hit sign in fact, it already recognizes me. And of course, it has all the features of the line of business application that we have seen earlier. And Visual Studio 2013 has far more options than the ones that I've demonstrated. You can create a new web API projects so that if you wanted to target mobile applications or modern applications like Windows Store apps and similar, you still have the ability to automatically tie them up and provision them in Windows Azure Active Directory. It really makes these super easy. And of course, if you want to do something more, you can go back to the portal, as Nasus has demonstrated, which will give you more control. However, with the new ASP.NET tools, you can pretty much do all of the development tasks without ever leaving your familiar Visual Studio environment. Well, there you have it. Visual Studio 2013 is integrated out of the box with Windows Azure Active Directory and Windows Server Active Directory to make it extra easy for you to take advantage of this service, which can be used to integrate with our platform as a service offering, Office 365, and in general bring that level of uniformity and ease of use for your software as a service applications, line of business applications, web APIs, and mobile solutions. Thank you for your attention and enjoy Visual Studio.